visits two, order visits three. So it was kind of fun to see him up there. He's ready to go. It'll be great to see Stavros every day up there meeting us on the Senate floor. So that's day one on February 6th. We'll be swearing in of newly elected senators and newly elected assemblymen and women. And then after the pomp and circumstance is over with, we'll have we'll basically have a floor session. We introduce a lot of bills. We have to pre-file a certain number of bills. I had to pre-file as a state senator about eight bills, which means basically I had to make sure that there were eight bills that were ready to go day one, so we're not waiting around for bills to come to the floor for us to start working. This we passed a couple of years ago, which has been great now because we're not sitting around the first couple of weeks just getting a bunch of presentations in committees. We start running, right? We start hitting the ground running, passing bills, and we have a lot to do. I mean, you got a governor who, during his State of the State, introduced a whole lot of ideas and a whole lot of things that we need to work on. And I think most people were really thrilled when he said that the first year of his administration, he's taking away the state tax on gas right off the bat in order to make sure that money was going into the hands of people in Las Vegas, Washoe, and throughout the state of Nevada. So, we're going to be looking at making sure that we help them with his agenda.
Who is it that dictates the order? For instance, that would be a great first bill to get passed, would be suspending the gas tax.
Yeah, so basically it's the majority leader in the Senate who dictates what goes up on there. She has control over the work. Stavros is just in charge of the meeting, making sure he knows who to recognize and who he recognizes to speak. Over in the Assembly, it's the Speaker who controls that agenda. And so that's why you're still going to have to, make sure that you're working hand-in-hand with the legislative guys. That's the other part of his job is, the governor wears many hats, and one of them is, announcing what his agenda is, where he believes the state needs to go. But then the second part is working with the legislature and making sure that happens. And sometimes he has to, he has to do that with a heavy hand, and sometimes he just has to do that where he's very in a cooperative manner. And it just depends on how this goes. I think a lot will be dictated that first or second week of the legislative process to see how well everything kind of runs. I anticipate that he will invite the leaders of the legislature, both Democrats and Republicans, over to his mansion quite often or over to his office quite often to make sure that they have a collegial relationship. I think a lot can be done as long as you all know where you want to be and you kind of understand where the other side wants to be as well. And then that's where you start making those deals.
I've been told over the years, and it's usually proven to be true, that nothing happens in the first couple of weeks of the legislature, and that everything happens in the last two, maybe 3 weeks of a session. Is that what you expect this time around as well?
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, we were in charge in 2015. And I think it caught a lot of lobbyists off guard because, they subscribe to the same thing that you have been hearing, right? That nothing gets done the first couple of weeks. You could even venture to say the first month, very, very little bit gets done the first month. Well, we were passing bills like crazy that first week, the first week of the session. I remember in 2015, people were going, oh my gosh, we got to tell people to get up here. We're going to take some time getting up to Carson City. Meanwhile, all this work is getting done and bills were being introduced and committee hearings were full of hearings instead of presentations. And, I remember that these lobbyists were scrambling to get up there because they did not realize that it was going to happen that fast. And we were passing bills like crazy that in 2015. And I just remember that being the not the norm, but the abnormality of the normal process. It was quite hilarious to watch.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to see how this all plays out with a Democrat Senate and Assembly. And a Republican governor and a Republican lieutenant governor and controller. This is going to be a lot of fun to watch. And I know you're going to be helping us out over the course of the session to kind of point out what's going on and why it's going on. Be safe coming home tomorrow, will you?
I certainly will. It's going to be a great drive. You take care.
Thanks, man. There you have it. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, joining us. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ. MCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, it appears rush hour is just a little early there on Interstate 515 northbound as you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl area. Once you get to Eastern Avenue, you're really bunched up heading into downtown. Do expect delays on Interstate 15 southbound at Spring Mountain. Also northbound 15 at Hacienda. And Tropicana Avenue is going to be closed tomorrow at 9 p.m. and will be closed until 5 a.m. on Monday morning. That's both directions on Tropicana between Dean Martin and the New York Casino. That's all part of the Tropicana project.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Riley Pay with this KMZQ Sports Flash. A big rivalry weekend coming up for UNLV basketball as both the Runnin' Rebels and the Lady Rebels look to host the Nevada Wolf Pack this Saturday. The Lady Rebels hold strong at the top of the Mountain West with an undefeated 9-0 record, while the Runnin' Rebels look to build on an 86-72 win over the Wyoming Cowboys this past Tuesday. The Lakers recorded a win over the San Antonio Spurs last night with a 113-104 final score in L.A. The Lakers are back in action on Saturday to tip off in Boston against the Celtics. The Clippers are back tomorrow to host the San Antonio Spurs at Crypto.com Arena. The Clippers defeated the Lakers last time out this past Tuesday with a 113-115 final score. For the NHL, the Golden Knights are back tomorrow as they take on the Rangers in New York after a 3-2 loss to the Devils this past Tuesday. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Riley Pay with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's Macy's Big Home Sale with an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of great deals on fresh updates, like 30% off fluted dinnerware and glassware from Hotel Collection, and 30% off bedding and bath from Charter Club Damask Designs. Plus, save on home specials, like our best-selling Radley 5-piece sectional sofa for $21.99. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/energy to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/energy.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a great movie. It's actually a documentary film that is out, The Real Anthony Fauci, the movie. And I had a chance earlier to visit with Jeff Hayes, the director of that film, that was completed, but now it's being added to. This is amazing stuff that's going on. And I had a chance to ask him, talk about the conclusions that you drew in your documentary. Here it is.
Yeah, so this was, a lot of this information was new to me. Bobby Kennedy Jr. wrote the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, which last year was a publishing phenomenon. It sold 1 million copies, 17 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, and still to this date, there has not been a single major media review of the book. Bobby, as you know, used to be liberal royalty. He was an environmental lawyer, loved by the left. He, you know, used to write an opinion piece for the New York Times at least twice a year, was friends with Arianna Huffington, was always in the Huffington Post. Once he went down this trail, he has become a pariah. New York Times won't do a review of the book. No one did. Bookstores wouldn't carry it. It's the most suppressed book of my lifetime. When I read it, I was stunned at the information I was unaware of. 2,700 citations. I knew it had to be a film so it could be in a more digestible format for people to get the knowledge.
Tell me how you moved this book into a documentary film, and what kind of research did you have to do? Did you do independent research or just take essentially what Robert Kennedy Jr. Gave you?
Yeah, this was a really unique one because he employed an army of fact checkers before he released the book. I mean, he makes some very bold statements in the book, and of course, he's available to be sued, and of course no one sued him. But it's the first time I've had the experience, whenever we do a documentary, we always have fact checkers. But man, the army of fact checkers that he had go through this film, we literally spent a month just fact checking it, getting it cleared where he would sign off on the release of it.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the revelations that you found that you did not know? Just a couple of three, just off the top of your head.
Yeah, the biggest surprise to me, so I was aware of how he tried to suppress ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And these were effective treatments for early treatments for COVID, where now the CDC has actually added ivermectin to their approved list, for treatments for COVID. But that was playing out in my lifetime, and I was paying attention. I knew the shenanigans around the vaccine and of course remdesivir. We all saw that. I was somehow oblivious to the damage that Fauci had created all through his career, specifically going back to 1984 when he took over the NIAID, the Infectious Disease Department of the NIH. It was a rinky-dink department, didn't have a big budget, and that was the year he wrestled control internally of the AIDS virus. Instead of assigning the AIDS virus to the NIH, they assigned it to his department after jockeying from him. He built that into a $1.7 billion a year budget. He promised Ronald Reagan when he was president that he would have an AIDS vaccine within a year. They've spent $16 billion in over 40 years in an effort to have an AIDS vaccine. And, of course, we still don't have one, and nobody holds them accountable. But he did the same thing with AIDS, where he suppressed any other drug other than the one he favored, AZT, which was the most deadly and most expensive drug at that time that had ever been released to the public.
Again, Jeff Hayes joins us, filmmaker. He's the director of The Real Anthony Fauci, the movie, not the book, the movie. Is there any evidence out there that he made these decisions based on personal gain?
So one of the things that Bobby scrupulously avoided, and we did in the film as well, is we don't answer the question, why did he do this? We just show you what he did and stick to the facts. I think the viewers will quickly come to their own conclusions. I came to mine. But we just show you what he did and what his motivations are. When you look at the tests that they were running, hundreds of thousands of people have died in Africa from our AIDS vaccine experimentation on populations there, pregnant women, children. The acts are so despicable. As far as why he did it, I can't imagine.
One of the things that baffles me about this whole 3 or 4 year episode, and that is the whole notion that this man fooled two presidents, two administrations, a Republican and a Democrat. How did he do it? Was he just a powerful messenger, or was there something else to it?
Yeah, so what people didn't realize is Fauci oversaw the distribution of $6 billion a year in grants from the NIH. And so if you were a scientist who called his, you know, we show it in the film, the scientist whose careers he destroyed, if you disagreed with him, you lost your funding, you lost your university position. And so there was, it was a chorus of people echoing, you know, any president is going to believe him because you've got a wide body of scientists behind him saying, oh, he's absolutely correct. But the reality is he bought all that because he controlled the purse strings.
One of the things that I've said all along, especially in the beginning of this epidemic, and that was listen to your family doctor. How did this filter all the way down to the family doctor, the concierge doctor, the general practice doctor, to where they were actually selling this whole thing too?
Yeah, the same thing happened during AIDS. If you remember the movie with Matthew McConaughey, the Dallas Buyers Club, where you had these people with AIDS that were smuggling in drugs from Mexico that were off-label use drugs that were keeping them alive. And Fauci refused to investigate them. Instead, he would only push AZT. Well, he did the same thing with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and, you know, the campaign that Joe Rogan took horse pace. You know, this is a drug that won the Nobel Prize. It was, you know, somehow they ridiculed it, but Fauci would say, well, there's no studies on it, so we're only going to use remdesivir, which was an Ebola drug that was too deadly to use on Ebola patients. It caused kidney failure in 50% of the people that were given it, and this is the one he chose. And he, you know, would say, well, there's no studies on these other drugs. He was the one who was ensuring there were no studies. So now you have frontline doctors who were using these, and they were transmitting this information to the NIH saying, hey, this is working. We're getting good. Here's a protocol with quercetin and vitamin D and ivermectin that were having successful treatments. Instead, those doctors were vilified. And then you take it on social media. Like, I can't post anything on YouTube. I used to spend $100,000 a month on Facebook ads. I can't buy an ad for any film that I've ever made on Facebook. When you shut off the ability for free speech, you don't allow doctors with dissenting opinions to communicate with anyone, then you're left with this echo chamber with, you know, getting information from the CDC. You remember the vaccine was 99% effective. Then it was 95%. Then it was 62%, 55%. Now in the 30% is what they're claiming, all from the same source. And the doctors are getting their information from this source.
Again, joining us, Jeff Hayes, director of The Real Anthony Fauci, the movie. And I'm just curious because we had Peter McCullough, the noted epidemiologist and cardiologist, and a guy that's kind of blown the whistle on a lot of. Did you use him in any of your film?
Yes. Yeah, so Peter McCullough is a friend and was my wife's doctor when she had COVID. She has stage 4 ovarian cancer. So he was the trusted source that I would trust my own wife to. So I have respect for him off the charts. And yes, he is in the film along with Robert Malone, Celia Farber, Naomi Wolf, and of course, Bobby Kennedy, and many, many, Whitney Webb, many other brilliant experts.
One of the things that to me is always frustrating about a film is that once it's in the can, once you've got the final cut, That's the movie. Now, what we've got here is we've got a marvelous documentary, and we've got a continuing and emerging story that's being told. The Republicans in the House are going to have hearings. We've got, thanks to Elon Musk, we've got amazing new information coming out from Twitter. So what happens now? What happens to your film? How do you get some of this new information out?
I love that you asked that. This is, you know, so exciting to me as a filmmaker, because it was exactly as you said. Your film is done, you know, you're finished. And now with this digital age, so we're adding to the film on a weekly basis additional content, and we'll continue to do that through the course of this year. What we did was spectacular in it, but man, what's coming this year? We're going to get the answers, I believe, this year to where did this virus come from? And we're, you know, especially these congressional hearings, you saw that, you know, 9 people were appointed today to investigate this. There's too much great information to stop.
There you have it. Jeff Hayes, the filmmaker, the director of the film, which I'm going to try and see it this weekend. It's The Real Anthony Fauci, the movie. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The showroom at South Point presents a top entertainer with 6 top 10 albums, Emmy nominations, and Las Vegas Headliner of the Year 4 times running, Frankie Murray. January 27th and 28th. All the hits. Tickets available at the box office. Online at southpointcasino.com or charge by phone. 702-797-8055. Frankie Marino at the South Point.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic. American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear more of Mark Levin. His reaction, this is cut 5, by the way, the reaction to the Biden document scandal. This is incredible. Listen to Mark Levin last night on Hannity's show on Fox.
The only person who knows how the documents were removed from the skiff in the Senate, which I understand from Democrats like Durbin's almost an impossibility, would be Joe Biden. So in other words, he secreted the documents on his body somewhere. Maybe he pulled a Sandy Berger. Maybe he just put them in his jacket. Who knows? So he's been doing this a long time. The University of Delaware documents, they need to do a review of those because that's where his Senate records are. But I'm going to suggest something here. There needs to be a federal grand jury investigating Biden, not Pence. We know what happened with Pence. It's pretty obvious what happened with Pence. But the various locations, I mean, they have a grand jury for Trump, and we know where his documents are. They know where the documents are. They were negotiating over the documents. For some reason, they decided to criminalize the entire event. Well, he wouldn't give them the documents back. Are you kidding me? Just a matter of time. You negotiate these things, and you don't run around yelling obstruction, obstruction, obstruction. There's no obstruction. You know, you have these phony legal analysts and these pathetic professors running around. There is no obstruction. The FBI could have taken them any time they wanted. They know where they were, and they were protected by the Secret Service. In the case of Biden, he's got documents from the Senate. He's got documents in a closet in a phony think tank where money's being laundered for him from the communist Chinese. He's got documents next to his Corvette. He's got documents in his fake library at home. He's got God knows where he's got more documents. So, but only Joe Biden can tell us how some of these documents wound up where they did. So he needs to be questioned under oath. Now, there's other things going on here that are very troubling to me. The reason why Merrick Garland will not appoint a special counsel to investigate the Biden crime family is because Biden and that whole team of left-wing reprobates over there at the Department of Justice, they know this. They look under the sheets, and all the bugs are going to come out. They know if they start with one email, it's going to lead to others. They know if they start with one wire transfer, it's going to lead to others. They know if they bring Bob Alinsky in front of a grand jury, it's going to lead to trouble. They know from other emails that Joe Biden already lied to the American people. He knew businesses that his son was involved in. What the hell did he think his son was hitching rides to see China on Air Force Two or where he got diamonds and all the rest of it?
Yeah. More on that to come. I mean, I just know there's going to be more. Coming up, big weekend of football in the National Football League, the AFC-NFC title game. We'll take a look at that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Just over a year ago, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was tired of not being able to hear normal conversations with friends and family. That's just one reason why I asked the folks at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. They confirmed what I had already suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. The audiology pros at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, close friends and family, they don't even know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Matt Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago,